Sharon?
Hey, yes. Wait, hold on. I got a time. Okay. I just wanted to make the point that the local station boards, people vote for their local station board, and you know it's great to have the public participation here at the local station, but we essentially have zero power within Pacifica, and that is the reality. We're actually not even a board. That's a misnomer. We're a committee of the actual board, which is the Pacifica National Board. And I challenge people here on this listening right now to identify Pacifica National Board members, because very few people can actually identify the people who are controlling this corporation and who are making the decisions every day that affect all of Pacifica. And the point, I was an opponent of initially of the New Day bylaws, but I have come to recognize that having direct elections to the directors is a very, very important feature of these New Day bylaws because of this, the artificial way that, you know, there is no direct democracy right now within Pacifica because members vote for LSB members and the LSB members elect directors. There's no direct representation by Pacifica members to their directors. And the New Day bylaws would give one vote to every Pacifica member to vote for directors. So it's completely democratic in that sense. It removes the LSB layer from it, which is what creates the lack of democracy. So again, I just want to say, you know, if people cannot name 13 members, I believe, or 14, whatever a majority is on the PNB, if they cannot name 13 or 14 PNB directors, then they perhaps should consider voting for the New Day bylaws, because then they will be voting directly for the people that are running this corporation. And then the directors will be accountable to the members directly and will have to face the directors over their own decisions directly. That's my time.
Thank you, Sharon. Do we have any other questions?
Yes, Andrea here.
Thank you, Andrea. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm concerned about the transparency, you know, at the national board level in terms of just being able to, you know, we do what's called a report out. That has really bothered me, because if we report out anything different, then we are really up against the whole board structure. And that at the national level. Sharon brought up something earlier, like I'd like to hear from, you know, the PNB members on how we vote. And so I was, why some of us voted against the New Day. Maybe each of us may have our different things, but I needed more clarification in terms of if New Day is going to have transparency in terms of reporting back to the membership. Otherwise, it's like we are muzzled and can't speak if we have a different position on certain things. And it wasn't clear in New Day for me. And if someone in the presentation can do that, to say that that New Day would allow a transparent reporting to the membership. And that's really, really key. Because otherwise we're restricted on what we can say or can't say with our current bylaws. And, if you report out any difference or the content in which we may have voted, then that's going against our current policies, you know, procedures on the bylaws. Can anyone address that for New Day for me right now? And that would help me in terms of my voting, that we can speak up.
Would you like to answer that question, Carol?
Or? I would like Aki to answer that.
Thank you. Aki?
Well, I think that, you know, CPB requires an open meeting law. So when you're meeting, you know, it has to be public. So you get to see what's going on in the meeting.
Thank you.
This is Susan. Can I say something on that? This is Susan. Can I say something on that?
Yes.
Yeah, it isn't, it isn't in the current bylaws or the new bylaws. It's just state law that meetings are supposed to be open, and that but I think that with the direct election, the members of the PMB will be more accountable, because they'll know that they'll, you know, if they want to run again, they need to be reporting to the listeners on what is happening. And the policies of the current PMB do not jive with what the law is.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Andrea. Tim Lynch?
Yeah, I'm very much in favor of the new bylaws, because I want to piggyback on something Sharon said earlier, and that is, you know, who can name the people who are at the PNB, the directors? And I think when you answer that question, you'll find over the last 10, 15, 20 years that you'll find the same people over and over running the Pacifica National Board. They have rigged the system in their own favor. They're absolutely not democratic, and they have been driving the station to the brink of bankruptcy. You know, and you look at some of these names, the, you know, on the majorities, these are mostly people from stations that are failing. And I think it's not unfair to say that WBAI has failed. And that, you know, we've got a situation where we can't even replace the general manager at a station that has failed, that does not pay its own central services, because there's this unholy alliance, among people who, among people from stations that fail, that keep a majority and prevent stations that are succeeding from getting ahead. So there's no way to change what's happening at the national level within the current bylaws. We need to change the bylaw structure from the start to make smaller boards, so that we can make actual change at Pacifica. We're toast if we don't.
Thank you, Tim.
Excuse me, let me just chime in. This is Marilyn Langlois. I logged in a little while ago. Please mark me as present. I'm on the phone number ending in 4493, okay?
Thank you, Marilyn. We'll mark you as present.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Philip, you're next.
I don't know how many of you ever look at the stats of online listenership to the various stations, but I look at it all the time at the five stations. It's just called stats.pacifica. And WBAI has two programs with listeners of significant number. One is Democracy Now!, and the other is Gary Null. If you look at all the other programs, they are largely listened to by a very small number of people. Now, obviously the programmers that produce those programs are dedicated. They're doing it for no money. They strongly believe in what they're doing, but they absolutely are a failure at having an audience. So it is, I am committed to the mission statement of Pacifica, and that has driven me for all these years. At the same time, I'm well aware of the fact that you can be as committed to good causes as you want, but if you're a failure at attracting anybody to participate in your program, you are, in fact, part of the problem, pulling the station down. Those very same programmers control what happens at the AI. They're not going to change. They love the sound of their own voice on the air, and they continue to produce programs that are not listened to. If you've got friends in New York, ask them the last time they listened to WBAI. They don't, and they don't contribute money. So we can continue to subsidize a station that has only two programs with listeners. One, of course, we support totally is Democracy Now!. The other, Gary Null, who is a quack, who peddles quack medicine and is absolutely totally at odds with the Pacifica mission. This is dysfunction at such a deep level that we have to change the governance that has allowed this to continue now for decades at BAI. To continue to have the same governance structure that has allowed BAI to continue this way for decades, costing the rest of the foundation, is absolutely impossible to justify.
Thank you, Philip. And let the record show that Janine Etter is here. So show her present, please, Carol. And Janine is on the stack, so I'll let Janine go next.
I don't need to speak. I just wanted to say present.
Oh, okay. Welcome, Janine. Janine is here. And is there anyone else who has any question of the Carol or James?
I'd like to respond to some of the comments.
Yeah, I was going to give you and both you and Carol time to respond. So you go ahead and go first, James, and then Carol for Sharon. What did we have for this time? Are you there, Sharon?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, what time did we have for this portion as well?
Well, our vote is scheduled for time certain at 2:45, so we can go until 2:45, I believe, on this discussion.
Okay, so go ahead, James, for your response to some of the comments that were made.
Okay, I'm sorry,
James. I just want to verify, maybe I should give James more than 2 minutes since he's going to be addressing several points, or I don't know, what should happen here, or should it just
be I don't think I need more than two.
Okay. All right. Thank you, James.
Go ahead, James. Point of order, point of information, whatever it is. Do we have to wait until 2:45 to vote? Or if everybody's done with their presentations and questions, is voting earlier possible? I ask because I have to go to a wedding party.
Well, since it's not the public and it's time certain only for us, if the body is in agreement and people are through discussing the elements of this, then I don't see it being a problem. I will ask Carol Wolfley, our secretary, if that is feasible, and Sharon.
This is Carol, because we did say time certain 2:45, I think what we could do is we could take votes now, but we also need to continue the votes at 2:45 in case there are people like Frank or other people calling in at 2:45 to vote.
Okay, so
if that's okay with the body?
Well, Frank already gave his vote.
Frank gave his vote.
He did, and okay. We might lose him. So I think we should allow that, since people are having other disruptions and stuff that are coming in and out. So if there's any objection for Frank or Tim to be able to vote now, would you please raise your hand? And Carol and James, maybe you can take your hand down for the moment. On there, so we can. Could you?
So we're voting on voting right after James and Carol get to say.
Correct. Allowing the votes to proceed right now for people who have to leave, and Frank already gave his vote, so to allow Frank's vote to count and for Tim to be able to vote now. If there's any objection to allowing the vote to begin now, I would ask for people to raise their hand.
Just point of information, to begin now and to continue until 2:45, is that the idea?
That's what Carol said, so.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Yes, okay.
And I would ask, so if there are any objections to allow people such as Frank and Tim to vote now, please raise your hand, and I'll ask Jose to verify for me whether or not hands are raised.
I don't see any hands.
Seeing no objection, we'll go ahead and allow people to vote now who have to leave at time certain. So do you want to go ahead and give your vote now, Tim?
Yeah, I vote yes for the new bylaws, and I want to thank you for letting me vote now so I can get to this thing.
You're welcome. You take care. We've got Frank has a no vote that he already provided to us, so we'll allow Frank to have that too, because I don't know if we're going to be able to – he might not be able to get back in since he's at the march and everything.
Okay, so this is Carol Wolfley, secretary, and we are now opening voting for or against the Pacifica New Day bylaws, and I am recording that Frank Sterling has voted no, and that Tim Lynch has voted yes.
And anybody else who has to leave may vote now. Otherwise, we want to allow the – James McFadden had something to respond to, and so did Carol. So if anybody else has to leave, would you let us know?
Yeah, this is Marilyn Langlois. I'm in a very kind of awkward place with my grandchildren, and I'd like to vote now, please.
Okay, go ahead.
My vote is no on the bylaws.
Okay. Thank you.
I am recording Marilyn Langlois' vote as no on the bylaws.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have fun with your grandchildren, Marilyn.
Thank you.
Sure. Bye-bye. I think that Don said something about having to leave as well. Don McClay. And I saw, I think you put in the
Don,
chat.
Don, are you on?
I'm on now. I try to stay on as long as I can.
Did you want to vote?
I did put my vote in too.
Okay, go ahead, Don. How do you vote?
No.
Okay, Don is voting no.
That surprise anybody?
Shocked. Okay, thank you very much, Don. Thanks for hanging in there for as long as you can. Is there anyone else that is going to have to leave? Just let us know. Raise your hand at this particular. Aki?
Shira just called me. Let me see if I can get her.
Okay.
Tom would like to vote no because my internet connection has drifted in and out. Could you record that for me, please, Carol?
So I'll make sure she does. Hold on a second. I think she went off to try to allow. Shira's having trouble getting in.
Yes, I'm recording that Tom is voting no.
Thank you.
This is Mark Van Landwit. My presence here is precarious. I just wanted to do an early vote for yes to the new bylaws.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you, gang.
Thank you, Mark.
Welcome.
Mark has voted yes.
Thank you. And is she having trouble getting in still, Carol, or? Carol, are you there?
Yes.
She's having trouble getting in still?
Okay. So I just want to go over so far. I have Marilyn voted no. Mark Van Landwit voted yes. And Tim Lynch voted yes. Frank Sterling voted no. And Donald McClay voted no. Did Donald Goldmacher vote?
He did not vote. He's still here, but
Tom Voorhees voted no.
Tom
Voorhees
voted no. Okay.
I'm here. Well, I didn't vote. Okay. But well, I can.
Was there anybody else who wanted to vote early?
Just for the record, Janine texted me her vote, and that is a no.
Okay. Janine voted no.
If Shira can't get in, would you please have her text her vote to Jose?
Yeah.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi, Shira. Can you hear me? Yes. Yes, we can hear you.
Just making sure. Yeah, I'm in.
Thank you, Shira. Hi.
So, Shira, did you want to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Shira's voting yes.
Thank you, Shira. Good to hear your voice.
Sounds like sorry. It's been crazy. By the way, I have moved yet again. I mean, this is how crazy my life has been. All right.
Okay. Well, yeah, moving is hard to do, too, so.
Thank you. Thank you, Shira. Is there anyone else at this time who wants to vote? I know, I want to keep it open. Christine Pepin, was planning on calling in, I think at 2:45, but.
Dom, did you want to vote now?
Yeah, I do want to vote. Yeah, I'm voting yes on the bylaws.
Change. Donald Goldmacher is voting yes.
Thank you.
All right. Should we go back? Anybody else or are we going to go back?
I think Daniel's having trouble voting, apparently. You can tell Daniel if he's having trouble voting, he can text his vote to Jose if he can't get
in. Or he can just unmute.
Can he unmute? I don't know. He's having technical difficulties, apparently.
You vote no.
I see a note from Virginia. Daniel votes no.
It's got to come from Daniel. I'm sorry, but
yeah. He's unmuted. He can go ahead. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah. I vote no. I'm having some computer problems. Okay. I can't make my hand go up. Things like that.
It's okay. We got your no vote, Daniel.
I have recorded Daniel as a no vote.
Thank you. Okay. Is there anybody else that wants to vote right now or, Philip? Did you say
vote yes?
Okay. Okay.
Philip is voting yes.
This is James.
I'll vote no. Frank, I want to tap in and make my vote. Okay.
We recorded your vote as no, Frank.
No, Frank.
Because yeah. You told us and we were afraid we're going to lose you, so we recorded your vote.
Is that okay, Frank? Well, we have you as a no vote, Frank.
See, okay. We keep losing him. He told us we might lose him anyway. Say okay. No vote, so. So where are we at now? Is there anybody else who needs to leave? Otherwise, we're going to continue the discussion. I'll have James and Carol to respond to some of the questions.
So, okay. I thought I was going to respond to the questions. I thought you would be. Okay. First of all, before I respond, since I'm presenting the no side, you can put me down as a no.
Okay, I'm recording. James says a no.
Okay.
What I wanted to respond to was some comments by Sharon and Don Goldmacher.
Get back about, make my vote. I'm done.
I get closer to their speaking.
Could people mute themselves while James is speaking? He's trying to respond here. Thank you, James. Go ahead.
Don specifically, but I think Sharon also and others of who are in favor of the New Day bylaws have promoted this idea that we want to have national elections.
This is like this mode.
Could you please mute yourself, whoever is
promoting? That's Frank. Frank, please mute yourself. Frank.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was saying thank you for voting me no. I'm going to tap out now because I just get too hard to stay here.
Go ahead and mute yourself.
Thank you.
We recorded your no vote, Frank. Okay. Thank you. Go ahead, James.
It's a little sorry. Distracting always.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So Don Goldmacher, you know, advocated for this national vote as did, Carol Wolfley. And I think Sharon was also advocating that that's a more democratic. And I just want to say that, Pacifica's structure right now is a structure like a federation. And that gives, a small amount of local control to the LSBs. It's not a lot, but it gives a little bit, which will go away with, this restructuring. And I think you should think about what that means in terms of, you know, going to some kind of national elections. Imagine in the case of your city, if Washington DC was dictating zoning and ordinance laws and you lose that local control. And the local control is the most democratic part of any kind of structure in the United States. It's only at the local control we have any kind of effort where your vote can be heard or at least you can pressure your representatives. And we would be losing that ability, which exists with the local station boards. And I think, you know, you should think about this. Do you want that kind of control at
Frank? No, we can't hear. Hello? Sharon?
Okay. I think I did that. I'm sorry, James. I was trying to mute the person that was making noise Frank? And I don't know, James. I'm sorry. And now let's see.
Unmuting.
There, okay. I unmuted him. I was having issue there.
Can
for
I start?
I'm sorry, James.
Start over.
Yes, I'm giving you time. I'm sorry. That was technical difficulties on my end.
Okay. You'll have your full time, James. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it should only be 2 minutes. So, Don Goldmacher and I think Sharon and Karen and Wolfley all talked about, you know, how it's more democratic to have it at this national elections at the national level. And I think you should really think what that means. Pacifica right now is structured as a federation and that gives a small amount, very small amount of local control to the LSBs in a say if the general manager is not acting to meet local needs. And if you think about that in terms of other structures, imagine Washington DC dictating your zoning laws or your ordinances at the local level. The most democratic structures that we got in the United States right now are at the local level where you can go pressure your city council member or your supervisors in your county. That's really where local control is, and having that local control, I think, is really critical. You know, it just doesn't make sense to me to have it all dictated, because it's just going to end up being consolidated. Second, I just wanted in response to Sharon's that people can't name, I think it was 11, but I don't remember what the number was, can't name 11 members of the national board. Well, I don't think anybody can name 11 members of the assembly or Senate. In fact, most people can't name their own senators and assembly members, you know, at the state or at the federal level. But most people might know their city council members, because that's where they have some. And so you elect a city council member, you know who that person is. And that kind of local control, I think, is really important. And I'd like to maintain that. And so I think people should vote no on these bylaws.
Thank you, Jane.
I'd like to respond.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, local control doesn't mean having a small group of people who are a faction who make all the decisions. And the local control that we have is that we choose a pool of candidates, which is totally unrealistic, because people who are executive managers are chosen through large search groups nationally to find people who have the kind of skills to manage $25 million entities. So and evaluating a general manager, there's a lot of conflicts of interest and a lot of violations of confidentiality and a lot of dispersing of damaging information about staff. How many local station board members have attended the budget workshops to learn how to accurately read the budget so that they know, you know, what is an actual year of the budget? So what we want instead is this amazing combination of community engagement and listener input and membership voting to directly elect the members of the national board. So we have local control of the national board where the decision making is going. And that's the difference. Thank you.
Thank you. Sharon?
Okay.
I just want to put
Aki, do you want to go and then I'll go?
Okay. Well, I just wanted to bring the conversation back as to, you know, there's all this discussion about small group of people wanting to control the board and the loss of local democracy. But the main issue, the main reason that we brought, bring in this bylaw is because the national board does not function. And that is a key point that you have to keep in mind, that the reason why we're proposing these new bylaws is that board has been unable to address the financial shortfall, which is the reason why, like, things at WBI happened in 2019. That's the reason why we had to take extension on the loan payment. And the PNB meets 40 times a year. So what are they doing? 40 meetings a year. It's obvious that they're not able to address the issues that face Pasuka. So the whole point of the new board is to have a board that can, have less room for, you know, paralyzing dysfunction and more room for governance. And that is the, you know, key reason for wanting to change the bylaws, so that the national board can actually govern the national network.
Okay. Is there anybody else who, Susan DeSilva?
Sharon, I think, and then Susan.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sharon. I'm sorry. I was distracted by one of my sons. Sorry.
Okay. And I think Tom has his hand up too. So maybe after Susan.
Okay.
So this is what I want to say was I really want to pick up on what Aki just said about the PNB meeting 40 times a year and not getting anything done. Yes. I am astounded. at the length of the meetings, the frequency of the meetings, and then not just the meetings, but then there's the committees, the National Finance Committee, the Governance Committee. I mean, the amount of hours that people have to devote to want to be in management in Pacifica is actually part of what makes it essentially impossible to function. Because the only people that can really do that are people that are retired or have never had a job or are unemployed. So, I mean, how can you put that many hours in when you have a job and things that you have to do? So I want to make that point. And then the other thing I just want to say was, this analogy about, it being something like voting for somebody in Washington, D.C. is totally incorrect, because there's only 40,000 voting members within the entire Pacifica network, at least right now. So it's far more akin to voting for your city council member. I mean, here in Berkeley, I think the city has 70,000 or some such number of residents. So, I mean, when you're talking about a group of 40,000 people voting for, 12 or 15, I don't even know what the number is, but whatever the number is, five, that is a lot different than, voting in across a state of 39, almost 40 million people like California for senators or even for representatives. So I just want to say that considering the small size of the Pacifica membership, and I think it is clearly much more direct democracy to vote directly for the directors. And you would be able to identify and name them. And then you might say, know how they voted on issues that affect the stations directly. And that might impact how members choose to vote in the future. There would be direct accountability to the membership by the directors. And that's what we do not have right now. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Susan Da Silva.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk on is accountability. Under the current structure, the station managers can play the local boards against the ED. When they want to do what the local board says, then they say, I have to do what my local board wants. And then when they don't, it's just not clear. And I think accountability, everything will be clearer, cleaner. As it was pointed out, there's been a manager of the New York station who's been there more than a decade and, has the support of the local board, because most people don't vote. Most members don't vote in New York. So, it's entrenched and hard to get rid of somebody like that. And that's a problem. And I think everything will be much clearer under, and also the board won't be managing. It will be governing. Governance is different. So often people get on the boards now and they think that they are going to be managing the station that they're on the LSB for, or that they're going to be managing Pacifica when they are on the board. That's not what a board does. A board provides direction, hires the head manager, and people just don't understand it. I think it'll be much clearer under the new bylaws. Thank you.
A point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes.
This is Sabrina. I've got a problem with the people that are supposed to be running this new board under the NDP bylaws. And I think we should state who those people are and what their potential positions are to be, so that folks are aware of who these people are. I've heard several names crop up supposedly being a part of the NDP replacement, whatever you want to call it, bylaws people. And I think folks need to know that. Is it possible that we can have those names and positions, potential positions?
We can have one of our...
I'm sorry?
We can have one of the people articulate that, definitely. There's somebody calling user too. Are you it's not a board member, this is a delegate conversation, and it should be only delegates that are debating this particular situation right now. So unless caller in user two is a delegate, I'm just going to go down to the next person.
Real quick, I think Christina Pepin texted me that she voted in the chat, but I don't know if that is something that's acceptable. So
yeah, she needs to text Jose if she wants to text a vote.
Jose, can one of the officers please text Christina and tell her the phone number to text Jose?
No, I don't think we have her phone number. I mean, she needs to text her phone number to Jose. You can
give have her go to the link that we sent out and phone into the meeting or join the Zoom meeting, please.
Or you could just tell me where to find Jose's phone number and I'll text her that phone number.
I'll email it.
Thank you.
I also just
put it in the chat.
Thank you.
Yeah, Jose just entered it into the chat. Madam Chair, can we go back to my question, get a clarification on who these potential NDP people are? This is very, very, very important. We're going around and around the mulberry bush. It's already 2-something. We're supposed to end a definite end time of 3 p.m. We need to know who these people are. I think that needs to be brought to the attention of everyone.
I think Aki can probably speak to that or Carol Wolfley. Aki's one of the four. So
Aki, can you articulate?
Who are the rest?
Who are appointed? I think Sabrina wants to know who's appointed. Is that correct, Sabrina? Right.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair?
I want to know who's appointed to the board right away, right?
Yeah. I definitely want, I want people to know. I know a few, but I want it completely laid out, recorded.
Okay. Yeah. So can we get on? Who?
Yeah. So Aki, would you be able to tell us that, Aki, are you there? Would you be able to tell us that, Aki?
Well, sure. I mean, there are four people. The secretary is me. You know, I was PMD secretary in 2017. So I slated to be the secretary in the, on the offices. And then Lyndon Foley is, on the PMD right now from Houston. And he has an MBA in finance. And he's the one who, you know, is stated to be the treasurer. And then Jan Goodwin is the, she's also a PMB director. I mean, she was a PMB director previously from KPFK. And then the chair is Sharon Kyle, who is the publisher of the Progressive, who is basically a social justice dating magazine that you can probably get. But more details so that, you know, you can actually go to the New Day Pacifica website and read that. Anyway, those are the four individuals.
Thank you.
It's Carol.
Go ahead, Carol.
Sharon Kyle is the publisher and co-founder of the LA Progressive, the digital social justice daily magazine, which includes a who's of progressive thinkers and doers, such as Richard Wolff, Margaret Kimberly, Richard Reich, Melinda Abdullah, Tom Hartman, Jody Evans. There's a whole list. Some have called the LA Progressive the digital companion of KPFK.
Thank you. Is this also, isn't it on the PNB website as well, where they've got?
The Pacifica website has not published the bylaws at all or information specifically to them, and that's a concern. But Sharon's a past president, CEO. She's a former law professor at People's College of Law in L.A., the National Lawyers Guild Law School.
And you can see everybody. Bio at newdaypacifica.org.
Okay. Thank
you. Okay. Madam Chair, I apologize. It's Sabrina again. Can we have that posted into the chat so then people can see it? Can they go to that link and see these short resumes of who these folks are?
Could you put the link in? Somebody put the link in there so anybody can go in.
I'm just doing it.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Madam Chair, point of inquiry. This is Andrea.
Yes, Andrea.
Yeah. Now these folks won't stay in. This is just to jump start in a new day.
Yes. They are.
Okay. Go ahead. This is Sharon.
I'm sorry. I'm the timekeeper and I'm requesting Christina start calling stack again and so we can go orderly through people.
There was no one else on the stack that was, unless the user was calling that user too.
Well, Carol has her hand up. I didn't know if she was trying to, I don't know.
She was trying to respond to my question.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. I think it's important to allow the response to the question. So go ahead, Carol.
What was the question again? I got
confused. Yeah. The length of time of these folks being in office here. Will we as members be able to vote right away?
So by confirming if New Day wins, we elect them through the referendum directly. And then after the new board, the terms will be 3 years. So one of the advantages is to have people not so much turnover and not so much controversy in the election, so that there will be 3-year terms. And with the 3-year terms, then new people will be elected. And the new people can be staff or listeners. And I wanted to add a couple things. People are talking about how great democracy is right now. We're going to get rid of it. But at WPFW, it's notable that they don't even have enough people to run for their local station board. Those people just get automatically on and continue on because not enough candidates come forward. We had a staff meeting where we did presentations and there were like 6 staff members. I think what staff and the members want is they want quality radio. They want well-produced radio that is cutting edge and progressive and dealing with peace and all of the issues that we care about. But it needs to be well produced, and that comes from having skilled people, and we need to have our paperwork done appropriately.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to take the vote now, but before I take the vote, I want to ask caller in user number 2 who's got their hand up. If you are a board member, could you let us know, please? I'm calling on caller in user number 2 who has their hand up. Hello.
I am not a member. I have said nothing other than that one comment.
Okay, your hand is still up. I just want to make sure I wasn't missing anybody who was on the board that I wasn't sure. So thank you for identifying yourself. So at this point, I'm going to ask Carol Wolfley to take roll call for the vote. And we already have some of the votes, obviously, but Carol, would you do roll call right now?
Okay, and we are voting on the New Day Pacifica bylaws. We are voting for or against with a yes or a no vote. And I'll begin with Sharon Adams.
Yes.
Sharon Adams, yes. Marilyn Langlois already voted no. Daniel Borgstrom voted no. Christine Pepin voted no. Did she? Is that true, James?
Yes, she texted me.
Okay. Chris Corey?
Abstain.
Chris Corey abstain. Mark Van Landewit voted yes already. Susan DeSilva?
Yes.
Susan DeSilva, yes. Shira Dedman voted yes. Donald Goldmacher voted yes. Christina Huggins?
Yes.
Christina Huggins, yes. Mantra Planzi? Is not on the call. James McFadden voted no. Lily Kimura?
Yes.
Lily Kimura, yes. Aki Tanaka?
Yes.
Aki Tanaka, yes. Andrea Turner?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, yes. Andrea?
Yes.
Andrea Turner, yes. Tom Borges?
Here he voted no.
Tom previously voted no.
Oh, sorry, Tom.
She was off the call when you were on there.
Thank you.
Tom, no.
Carol Wolfley, yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Abstain.
Sabrina abstain. Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Darlene, yes. Tim Lynch already voted yes. Frank Sterling voted no. Janine Utter voted no. Philip Muldari voted yes. And Donald McClay voted no. I'm counting. One. Jose, do you have a tally?
Yes, just one sec. Got 13 yeses, 8 noes, 2 abstains.
So
thank you. That's what I got too.
Thank you. The vote is to support the New Day bylaws by a majority of the board. So thank you. We will go out of our closed session. I'm not closed. We'll go out of delegate session now. Getting tired here, and go back to the regular agenda, which would be PNB reports at this point. So I would ask for our directors to give. Tom, do you have a PNB report to provide to us?
What I can tell you is the station license renewals are on track. We had a little problem with that at one point because of some funding in relation to of our FCC lawyer was used in the BAI put on hold for a period of time, but that situation has gotten resolved. Okay. We potentially owed them some money, that a previous, IED, spent in relation to, trying to, seize, BAI, but that situation has gotten resolved. We did not spend a bunch of money to resolve that. All I can report is that that situation is resolved and we now have the assistance of our FCC lawyer, to proceed with the, station renewals, and everything is on track at this point that way. All of the reports that are required have already been submitted or will be shortly before any deadlines. And that's all I have to report.
Well, thank you, Tom. That's good news for Pacifica. I appreciate that update. That's great. Sabrina, do you have a report? Are you there, Sabrina?
Yes. I'm here, but I do not have a report. I was effectively kept off of all of the committees, so yeah, I have nothing to say. But thank you.
Sorry to hear that, Sabrina. But thank you for being there. Thank you for being our director. And I guess Chris would be next.
Appreciate you.
Chris Corey, you have a report for us?
My follow-on comments to Sharon's comments constituted the length and breadth of my report. If there's anything else that I'm also part of governance now, but strategic planning, pardon me. And there's been some progress there on the long-term plan for Pacifica, but nothing concrete yet. So I look forward to reporting back something more. There's like 5 different proposals that are being worked on right now. So there's nothing that has actually been committed to writing, but everybody in the committee appears to be working on it. So that's great. And I look forward to reporting something more substantive in the future.
Thank you. Good to hear you're brainstorming on it. That's good to hear. And Andrea, do you have a report?
I'm like Sabrina, kept off of those committees, and that was one of the reasons why I switched my vote. I mean, we need more transparency, and it's a bit much. It really is, to struggle through some of the meetings, and particularly not being able to report out and give back to the membership like I would like for us to do. So, yeah. And I realize that even with the New Day, we still need a lot of work that needs to be done. And so I want to give everybody a heads up on that, and willing to work with anyone to save Pacifica and KPFA in particular.
Thank you,
Andrea. I want to make that clear and appreciate the reports that we do get.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Andrea. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sharon has a question, and I have a question after that. Go ahead.
And Sharon. I have a question.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll go. I just want to say thank you, Andrea, for what you do on the PNB, and thank you, Sabrina and Chris and Tom. But especially thank you, Andrea and Sabrina, because I know you guys have had to deal with a lot of bad, maybe negative situations as part of, you know, representing our LSB on the national level. So appreciate what you do.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you. Yeah, appreciate you too.
Oh, thank you.
Being a wall of truth.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I did have a question. Maybe Chris can answer this. I was wondering if there could be some information about what the PNB has decided so far in terms of the central services percentages that will be allotted to each station, and how that will be determined. That's my first question. And my second question is the state of the fiscal year 20 audit, which is reported to be done or due to be done on June 30th of this year. So those are my two questions.
Yeah, I can answer both of those, Chair, if you'll permit me. Kristen, is that okay?
Yeah, please answer.
Okay, sorry. I'll answer the second one first. The fiscal year 20 audits are still on track. So like I said in my comments, we're trying to stay off of Anita's back for the next, what is it, 6 weeks now? It's very little time, so that she can make sure that those numbers get presented to our audit firm and take care of that issue. What was the first question again? Sharon, I've already lost track.
The central services formula.
Oh, yeah, central services formula. Okay, so this central services thing took 15 months from the time we started discussing it until it passed the NFC, and I was just so relieved that we got something more up to date. I knew that the impact was not going to be favorable to KPFA, because KPFA, despite, you know, what we all may feel about it as a station, is in fact the largest breadwinner for the organization now, and by far. And so the central services were going to necessarily go up if we're apportioning things off of revenue, which is how it's historically been done. So there will be changes in this. There's some I think the most promising vector for change is that the national office doesn't actually need as much money as being given through central services, as long as all the stations actually fulfill their obligations to central services, which has historically not been the case. It's the underfunding of central services that has created a disproportionate burden on KPFA. This is the interesting point of all this, is that if you actually look at this in terms of cash flows into the national office, we have been paying wildly more than a number of other stations for a very long time. I'm not sure that the new central services formula is any less favorable if people would actually fulfill their obligations. So there's like several layers of this issue. There's ability to pay, there's fairness, there's all this stuff. And it's difficult to balance that stuff. But I think objectively, if KPFA expects to pay less in central services than they did before, I don't think that that's reasonable or realistic. And I know nobody wants to hear that, because it's going to, you know, impact KPFA in an adverse way. But the fact of the matter remains that KPFA is now over a third of the revenues for the organization. It's a shame that we don't have our voices heard as much as a station with one third of the revenue normally would, but that is just how Pacifica goes. And, you know, if there's bylaws changes in the future, then perhaps that'll change. But as of right now, that's how things stand. Thank you.
Thank you. I have just a couple of quick questions for Director. The first one is, like, in my experience the past 4 years, I've seen a majority of the meetings that the PNB holds are closed. And there are good reasons for only closed meetings occasionally, but the vast majority of meetings are closed meetings. It seems to be an abuse of the closed meetings to not have transparency, as Andrea was talking about, to the membership. And transparency is very important. We all talk about it a lot, but if it's not there and they're making all kinds of decisions in closed meetings, then it's opaque to us as the membership, as the boards and whatever. So I want to know why are there so many closed meetings? And the second question is, I'm very disturbed about the CPB funding being presented in the recent good news thing as like, oh, we might get it back because the audits are done. So I have read both letters. When the CPB funding was first suspended in 2013, there are a whole list of demands that it's going to be almost impossible to comply with. If you read them, and I can send the letter to every one of our board members, both letters, so you can read them for yourself. And so the audits being presented as being something that will get a CPB funding back, I would like to know what the positions are on the directors. Do you understand the two letters? The second letter in 2020 terminated us. We have no more CPB funding. We have no more music license for any of the stations under the CPB funding. I have documentation for this, so I want to know, why is it being presented to people? It seems to be misleading to send a document out stating that if we get the audits done, we'll be eligible for CPB funding it. So, well, Chris, do you know what the status is? And if people have been advised of both of those letters, has everybody read those letters on the board?
Oh, I doubt it very much. You know, the flow of information through the board tends to, and I'm trying to not be disparaging here because I want to be as fair as possible. The board is a very demanding obligation. And, I think we have averaged 3 meetings a week for the last 2 years. It's ridiculous. And they're not 2-hour meetings. They're 3.5-hour meetings. So it's a major obligation for anyone to be part of those meetings. And then, of course, we sit on committees as well. I'm not trying to make huge amounts of excuses, but I think the fact of the matter is that people tend to rely on people that will feed them information that they trust in this organization. It kind of reminds me of how people treat media sources in the general population with regard to political decisions. So they'll hear something, and if it's from someone that they trust, they will believe it. And because there's not a lot of crosstalk from factions within the organization, which is something that I've been wildly opposed to for the last 3 years. I've tried very hard to get the East Coast people to talk to the West Coast people, because if they did, we could dispel many of these myths that are perpetuated in the organization. You know, one of the more popular ones is the asset selling one, which is just insane. I mean, there's so few people that have even openly advocated for that crazy idea. And yet each side seems to think that it's wildly popular amongst the other side. It's totally stupid and infuriating. With regard to the CPB funding, yes, I've read both those letters. I agree with you. That's why I backpedaled my comment earlier about the audits being completed, saying that it was the first step or something like that to getting CPB funding. But it is a long process. It is a long process. It's probably, candidly, a multi-year process. So, yes, I think it's dishonest to say that completing the audits is going to get us our CPB funding. It's just not going to happen that way. With regard to secrecy, if I can be permitted to go on a little bit longer here.
Yes.
Of course, I can't comment much about it because it's secret. You know, it's confidential. But I can say this, is that it is an item of open dispute.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. It's an item of open dispute amongst the members of the PNB about what should be and what should not be in closed session. I mean, there have been people that have fought to have the closed sessions even Lawrence, who was in the discussion earlier, at least in the chat side, is quite an open advocate for opening the meetings up and making the less the semi-confidential stuff less confidential. I think part of it is that we're governed by a set of perhaps arcane and ill-begotten rules that have come to the committee over time. For example, not being able to discuss candidly any personnel at the PNP level without it being in closed session. So anytime somebody's name comes up, it goes to closed session. I think you can see the obvious implications of that, and namely that anybody, you know, that we're going to end up naming people half the time, you know, it just as a matter of, as a course of doing business. Anyway, so there you have it.
I appreciate your answer, Chris. Would you send those letters, both of them, to the whole PNB so they have an opportunity to read them if they have not?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Would you send the CPB both letters, 2013 and 2020?
Sure. When they- of course. Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate, Chris. And again, thank you for what you do.
Madam Chair, I'd like to correct a couple things. Just to correct what Director Corey said, as far as with personnel issues, that is a litigious situation. You can't talk about personnel issues in open session because that would open this up to litigation. So that's one of the reasons why we do have to go into closed session. And I do understand that part as being mandatory for the LSBs as well. So. Mm-hmm.
It's 3:00. I move to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to adjourn. I'm going to ask anybody who objects to adjourning to raise your hand, and I'll ask Jose to help us.
Christina, I have a question. I missed what was the final vote. I was out.
Oh, yes. Harold, report the vote for us, would you please?
Yes. It was yes, 13 yes, 8 no, 2 abstain.
Okay.
The motion passed.
Thank you.
To support the New Day Pacifica bylaws.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, really quickly, I just wanted to clear one more thing up as far as the CPV funding is concerned. They do not have rolling enrollment like they used to in the past. So it's whenever they have that open enrollment, then we're at the bottom of the barrel and we have to resubmit all of our information, applications and all that stuff all over again as if we're a new organization trying to apply. So folks need to understand that. Just like Director Corey said, we don't have just because we have the audits done, that doesn't automatically put us back at the top of the list. Period. So that whole situation was just crapped on. I don't know how we ended up just getting kicked to the curb, but those letters will clarify all of that. Okay. Thank you. Sorry. Thank you. Bye bye.
Yes. Let me ask, we will send those letters to everybody on the KPFA LSB as well so that all of our members have an opportunity to read it themselves. And I appreciate Chris sending it to the PNB and asking again that the PNB read for themselves as well. And I want to say I appreciate the fact that Lawrence is an advocate for open meetings more, because I think it's really detrimental to the organization. So,
and especially the fiscal part needs to be out because we're in emergency crisis mode right now. So we all need to have the same, be on the same page and know what's happening, if nothing else.
I appreciate that. So we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded to adjourn. I would ask that anybody who is opposed to raise your hand, who doesn't want to adjourn, and I'm going to ask Jose to count any hands that are up for me. Again, any hands who are opposed to adjourning?
I think Donald Goldmacher has a hand up, but other than that, I don't see any.
Can we adjourn?
Okay, the motion to adjourn carries. Thank you all for being here. I appreciate whatever different ideas we all have. I appreciate the civil tone of our meetings. I think that I appreciate all of you and working with you because we can talk in a civil manner to each other. And that's what it's all about. Different opinions are important. People should always be able to express them. That's supposed to be what we're all about. So I appreciate that very much. And thank you all for being here today.